Hey, welcome to the Play Bigger podcast. I'm your host, Dania Douglas-Hunt, and I'm a former Olympic therapist and strength coach turned the go-to mindset expert to high-achieving entrepreneurs. And I am obsessed with helping ambitious entrepreneurs just like you play bigger in your business and life and truly living life on your terms. Now, after working with hundreds of Olympic athletes and multi-six and seven-figure entrepreneurs, I know one thing for sure. The one thing that's going to get in our way is ourselves. So this podcast will be a mix of combining years of experience with mindset, neuroscience, high performance techniques, spirituality, you name it, we got it. All to help you make more money, create more impact, and feel more fulfilled, getting your time back doing what you love. Sometimes it just takes one shift, one question, one idea to completely change your life. So let's overcome the mind drama, regulate your nervous system, and create real lasting change in your life. I'll be bringing on guest experts, doing some solo episodes, having real talk conversations. So you know, on this entrepreneur journey, you're not alone. If you're ready, let's dive in.
I want to talk all of my badass entrepreneurs through two ways to start shifting fear and how your mind is perceiving fear in your mind. So two ways to shift fear in your mind. Because let me tell you, as a change maker, as a thought leader, as an entrepreneur, you are naturally going to be experiencing the edge of your comfort zone on a regular basis. You are naturally going to be doing things that you've never done before in ways you've never done before. You are naturally going to be experiencing that perceived threat response, that fear response. And if you don't know how to reprogram it, if you don't know how to hack it, it is genuinely the main thing that is holding back very smart, purpose conscious driven leaders from scaling to the income and impact that is possible. It is the thing that prevents people from stepping on that stage and taking the microphone, from pivoting their offers, from doing what lights your soul up on fire, etc. It's fear. So I want to share two ways we can hack this in this video here. First, we need to understand though, what actually is fear? So fear is an emotional and physiological response that your body creates, works like magic, to a perceived threat. Perceived threat is the biggest, that word is beautiful because it's not an actual threat. An actual threat is when a lion is about to come eat me. Great. Here's the thing though, this nervous system, this subconscious mind is actually working perfectly. Where it hasn't adapted to is this very sophisticated world that we live in. Look at these buildings behind me and the technology we have and all the data that's coming in. So it is perfectly built and designed for a jungle where when it kicks on the fight or flight response, my legs become strong and I'm now getting my body, my nervous system, my subconscious mind, is getting my body ready to fight or flight. Get the hell out of the situation because there's data coming in and my mind is responding to the data and it's saying, whoa, 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 there's a lion in front of me right now, run like hell. So that I don't become lunch. What's happened though, and what is happening for so many of us is we are triggering unknowingly for lots of us that fight or flight response to various things like speaking on stage, speaking on an Instagram live, increasing your prices, buying the bag you want to buy, but then you worry what people are going to think about you, making a next little income. For those of us who don't think like, oh, consciously I know it's great to make six figures a month, but subconsciously, if there's resistance or fear there, your brain is seeing that goal, your desire, your intentions as a lion. And then what tends to happen is we, in quotations, self-sabotage or experience a lot of resistance and emotional turmoil and stuckness on our way to those conscious desires. We're not getting into why that happens. It's a different podcast episode. But rather, we can begin to recognize that as we have that thought, or as we have that physiological response, or both that can trigger one or the other, your brain, I want you to start recognizing that whatever is in front of you, your brain is thinking of it like a lion. And lions, an angry lion that's wanting to kill you. Not the fact that it's like, oh, I'm just increasing my prices and putting a couple of numbers on my key, on the keyboard, that. So typically things can happen where one, we have a subconscious usual fear of the actual thing itself, of doing the thing itself, of experiencing itself. But then there's a double whammy where we now also have a fear of how we're going to feel in response to that thing. So let's use a client used this example the other day. where they were saving up and buying this beautiful bag that they're like, I love this bag. It's a very bougie, beautiful bag. And they were like, yes, I'm excited. I'm actually going to buy this bag. Then they buy the bag. And now they're worried about, oh my God, what are people going to think of me? Are they going to think I'm showing off? Am I going to think da-da? And then just watch the natural thought process unfold. The bag, the external, is not what actually causes the fear response. It is our thought about the thing that triggers the mind and body to go into fear response. So things like saying the wrong thing on a sales call. You're not going to die doing that. But your brain might think if it triggers a fight or flight response, it's going to respond as if it is a lion about to kill you. So what's happening when the fight or flight response kicks in? I don't know if I said this, but let's just remind us here. When it kicks in, my legs become very strong to run away from this lion. When that system kicks in, our fight or flight response kicks in, which for most of us, we're in this low-level state of fight or flight most of the day. Person cuts you off, leaves a mean comment to your post, increases pricing. Someone says something about your podcast. They make a funny face at you and you perceive it as something about you. Like, it's all the time. Think of how much energy is going into trying to get your legs strong to run away from lion. It's a perceived threat, remember. So when our fight or flight system kicks on, run like hell, get away from the lion, or bite super hard, get my jaw strong. The other system, our parasympathetic. The access to things and resources that would help us get out of this situation go lower. Because, as my mentor always says, when rabbit is running away from wolf, it's not seeing all the carrots around it right now. Because its mind is focusing on one task alone only, not becoming lunch to that wolf. For animals, though, this system kicks on right away and kicks off right away. It doesn't stay on. For us humans, for this very sophisticated world, it's on for most of us most of the day. We're constantly triggering it because we're having thoughts of perceived threat, whether it's based on past experiences, past events, like different beliefs, different identities, programs, etc., that we didn't choose, we learned. And so all the time, this like low-level fight or flight is kicking on. And what happens is when that system kicks on, the other system, parasympathetic, shuts down, goes down, because we can't worry about focusing on resting or digesting if I'm now running away from this line. So we lose access to things like creativity, focus, seeing possibilities, tapping into our intuition, everything that helps you as the CEO, the entrepreneur, the visionary, the thought leader, be more effective. Think bigger, expand beyond that. So back to how we're hacking this for our mind is if my brain, which your subconscious mind is so, so powerful, runs everything beautifully on autopilot, like your heartbeat right now, me talking to you, I don't have to think about this, brushing my teeth, I don't have to think about that anymore. It's a beautiful supercomputer. Now, here's how we can start to understand how to hack it. So first we recognize, well, hold on, what actually is fear? And what happens to the mind and body when fear kicks on? And where I lose access to other things that are helping me get out of the situation, especially if we're like in a situation where, you know, we could use some assistance. Maybe there is an actual threat and or there is a situation with money that you want more money or different pivoting, whatever it is. We want to be able to access all the resources as effectively as possible as CEOs. Now, something to understand about your mind as well, as a reminder, is your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and not real. Let me ground that for you. Someone passed me their phone or sent me a TikTok, and it was, of course, one of these ones with like these tarantulas where they're like underneath a cup and like they're holding it above their arm like this. And I'm like, great, I know a spider's gonna jump out. I just don't wanna see this. Sure enough, as you're watching, because I stupidly decide to keep watching this, the person drops the bowl and then the spider like lunges at you in the screen. What did I do? I threw my phone. But Danielle, you know it's in your phone. You know the tarantula's not actually coming out and jumping on you, right? That's the power of your mind, though. How many of us have experienced reading a book or watching a movie where we got genuinely scared or felt heartbreak or something, even though we're just sitting there in a chair watching a screen? Our subconscious mind doesn't know that the signs exist here happening. And so it's creating responses within our body to respond to the data that's coming in. So just if we can think about that for a second, and now we start to begin to think about fear. we can start to link that, okay, well, if my mind doesn't know the difference between what's real or not real, how can I start to hack this to show my brain that this fear, which is just a perceived threat, okay, is actually not a threat anymore, so that I don't elicit this fight or flight response, aka becoming dumber and my legs becoming stronger? How can I be more resourceful, more effective, more tapping into my intuition, my creativity, my resources that are going to help me expand my thinking, challenge my thinking, see different possibilities that are right in front of my face? But if I'm in fight or flight, my brain's not even going to show me them, because it's accessing, utilizing all of its resources to help me run far away from this lion, which is a perceived threat. So here's where I want to help you start to hack this. One of the ways to start showing your brain that whatever you're about to do is not a lion trying to kill you. So for example, maybe it's a TED Talk speaking on stage. Maybe it is you, like I said, buying an item, a car, a bag, some shoes, that is something you don't normally buy, or it's bougie than you buy, and you're worried what people are going to think of you. That's a real thing. Maybe it is making $300K in a month. Maybe it is saying the wrong thing on a sales call. Maybe it is what, increasing your prices, going live, pivoting, whatever it is. If we have the thought or the physiology experience, resistance, fear, stress, anxiety, worry, whatever you want to call it, I want you to start seeing that as your brain thinks there's a lion in front of you right now, and it's preparing your body to run like hell. Okay? Not helpful for us, right? We're not running from lions anymore. So we can begin to become aware of what our potential triggers are, our activators are. We're going to say that. Whatever is causing emotional turmoil. Now, two ways to hack this, though. We just recognize that the mind doesn't know it's real or not real. So in circumstances where you might not be able to actually do it, like maybe you're speaking on stage on a TED Talk, but you can't practice speaking on stage on a TED Talk and screwing up, you can do it this way, which is what's called creating a mind movie. Just like the movie you've watched on the screen, or just like the TikTok you might have watched and then dropped your phone because you screamed there's a spider jumping out. Can I spend time creating a mind movie or a visualization or experience where it's going to have my subconscious mind and nervous system experience it as if it were to happen? So let's anchor this in. Let's say I'm worried about saying the wrong thing on a sales call. I could practice doing that, but we're doing the mind movie, for example. So I'm going to create an experience, this was another mastermind group, of what are the fears and worries I have about potentially doing sales calls, right? I walk into this process. And I want things, certain things come up about like being sleazy, getting no, saying yes, things I don't want to say yes to, having the person hang up on me. A bunch of fun resistance came up. And so I walked them through a mind movie of, let's experience that right here, right now. Let's see how real of an experience I can make that for my mind. When I say real, tap into the emotions, the sensations, what would you be seeing, hearing, feeling, experiencing, as if that were to happen. In this situation, the first round we did, there's someone's like, oh yeah, like that was uncomfortable. Actually, let's back up a little bit. One thing that can help create a bit of dissociation is doing your mind movie in like third person first. So I had them watch someone else, some made up character, do a horrible sales call. And I just prompt them, I describe them through it, and they're saying the wrong things. There was wrong, long, awkward pauses. They would say the most inappropriate things. I just have them just experience this. Witnessing someone else in their mind do a horrible sales call. Essentially all the fears and stuff that someone might have doing a sales call, okay? And that, for a lot of people, you ask after, like, how was that for you? And a lot of feedback was like, wow, it's really uncomfortable. It was really awkward in the sense of what they're experiencing with the person doing a horrible sales call. Made up person, by the way, okay? And then it's like, beautiful. Notice how powerful your mind is, how it can create the response in your body just from visual cues, just from hearing my voice, just from creating a mind movie. And then we did it again, and there was a massive shift already from the first experience, the second one. Because one thing we know to be true is if you take action towards the perceived threat, you're telling your subconscious mind that that's not a threat over time. And I'll talk about the second way of doing this. But in this mind movie, what we're doing is creating a real experience for ourselves we're in a very safe environment. Nothing's happening. And we're showing the experience. We're talking about like our consciousness levels, nothing horrific. We're talking about the resistance we might experience on our way towards our conscious desires and goals, okay? The thing, the funny fears and thoughts and self-sabotage that get in our way towards our goals and dreams. So what we're doing is we're showing the mind, creating a real experience, and essentially saying, hey, look, that was the worst that happened on that sales call, and I didn't die. And we did it again. And the shift in perception, the experience, the sensations within themselves shifted drastically as well. And then by the third time, we're like, oh man, this state, instead of being triggered into fight or flight, is now just kind of observing, watching a movie and almost turning comical. So once you've done it a couple times, your mind movie, in more of a third person, you can witness, kind of imagine them on a screen, and you're witnessing whatever the scenarios they might experience. Do it for yourself. Now put yourself in the shoes of that person doing the most awkward sales call. Long pauses, saying the wrong thing, having the person like hang up on you, say like, you suck, you're sleazy, whatever. As you do this over time, only like a couple times, you're showing your mind that yes, even if that stuff happened, I didn't die. AKA, this isn't a threat. It's not a lion trying to kill me. So that when you are on, in this example, the sales call example, if those things were to happen, instead of triggering the fight or flight response, taking you out of your power, out of your resources, creativity, the intuition, seeing possibilities, the focus, the things that actually help you navigate that situation, you get to stay in your calm, present, focused state. Because the fight or flight response isn't going to be triggered anymore because you've already shown your brain, hey, look, this perceived threat is not a lion. This fear, this thought, this physiology is not a lion. It's not trying to kill me. So that's one way you can hack it. So to recap that, that's creating a mind movie, getting your senses involved. I always do this a couple times first in third person. So you're watching someone else go through the experience of, again, towards your conscious desires, like buying the bag or hitting your first six-figure month, etc. And notice how you, as you're watching the movie of that third person a couple times, notice how your physiology starts changing. Once you've done it a couple times in third person, switch it to yourself. And again, this is to help your brain, show your brain that it's not a threat, it's not a lion, and keep you in your power and access to all your resources. The second way to do it is to actually do it and screw up royally. Like go out of your way to screw up royally. Take action towards the thing that scares you. So I was talking to another person the other day, and they're starting, they do a lot of audio stuff, but they don't do a lot of video stuff. And so naturally when they think of like, oh my God, I'm going to go on video because they're going to see me. What are my friends going to think? People from high school I haven't talked to in like 30 years. Da, da, da. Fight or flight response. The thought and the physiology in your body, I want you to start seeing this. My brain thinks there's a lion. So guess what? The second way to show your brain that that thing in front of you, your conscious goals or desires, where you're going is not a lion, is to do it. Go on live and screw up. Say the wrong thing. Be outrageous. Be goofy. Show your brain by taking action towards the perceived threat that's causing the fun feelings in our body. That's not a lion, because you wouldn't be taking action towards the lion that's trying to eat you, would you? No, you'd be running away. Which on the flip side, to just pick that up, is every time you shy away from where you want to go because of a fear, you're reinforcing to your brain that that, my friend, is a lion trying to kill you. Even though you consciously know, oh yeah, I consciously know making 100K months is not scary. I consciously know I'm not going to die by speaking on a stage. I consciously know those things. If there is a but there, if there's some unconscious conflict or resistance there for you, it, no matter what we do, every time we move away from that desire or conscious goal, all we're doing is telling your brain that, yes, this is a threat. This is scary. This is lying, trying to kill me. Is it consciously lying? No. But this goes back to our beginning of our conversation. So, of course, if there is repeating stuckness, repeating emotional turmoil, the thoughts are on loop and you can't shift that, then there's obviously most likely a deeper subconscious blip kind of going on where we need to clear at a subconscious level. But on your own, you can create the flip of the switch for fear to start shifting. And instead of kicking on fight or flight, you can do your mind movie intentionally and or actually do the thing outrageously. take action towards the scary thing. And over time, you're helping show your brain that this is not a threat. It's not going to kill you. Because even if the person on the, let's do the salesperson example, hung up on your face, "Danny, you suck. You're a lazy person. How can you do this? You're so pushy, whatever," and hang up on you. Although that might be a comfortable experience, did you die? No. And so where I want this to circle back to you is really recognizing what fear is, what happens to the mind or body when we get into fear, this perceived threat, fight or flight response. Your body's responding beautifully, doing what it's supposed to be doing, running away from the lion. If there's a threat in front of you, we're running like hell. But how are you going to hack it now is there's two different ways. Taking action towards the lion, perceived threat, showing your brain you're not dying. So again, that response doesn't kick in. And or creating a mind movie, an experience. First and third person a couple times, and then yourself. This is going to show your brain, this is not a lion. You're not going to die from doing this. You changing the numbers on your computer to increase prices is not going to kill you. And this helps free up the preoccupation. The fight or flight response doesn't kick on. And you then get access to your resources, like creativity, seeing possibilities, accessing your intuition, focus, so that if and when those things do happen, you've already experienced it and you're going to recognize and keep access to resources that are going to help you deal with whatever's going on versus fight or flight response kicks in, fear kicks in, perceived threat, whatever, shut down the brain, make my leg strong, run like hell. Fun, hey? So my question back to you is, where is this fear response kicking in for you? And how can you now, knowing two ways to switch the flip in your mind, how can you now create an experience either by taking action towards that thing and or a mind movie that can help you stay in a more regulated, present, open state, having access to all your resources versus going in fight or flight state, shutting down, saying the wrong thing, whatever, taking out of your power essentially. Go about your day or think about where I'd love to anchor this in, just actually think about your goals. Think about your desire. Because my friend, until you get your subconscious mind and your nervous system on board with your conscious desires, it is always going to perceive something different and new or change as a threat. It doesn't like change. It can't predict the change. Even though you can consciously know, until you get your subconscious mind on board that runs everything in your nervous system, as we work towards that conscious desire, it's going to have a lot more resistance. It'll be a lot trickier, a lot harder, a lot more unenjoyable, same in a word, but not very fun. And this is one way you can start hacking that. I want you to imagine that you absolutely can reach your goals, 100%. But think of it like this. You're climbing a mountain. Would you rather climb the mountain with a 1,000-pound bag on your back or drop the bag and just climb the mountain? You getting your subconscious mind on board and your nervous system on board to your conscious desires is like dropping the weight. And your journey is more effective, easier, more fulfilling on your way to growing and evolving. And I don't know about you, but I don't know any entrepreneur CEO who wants to become dumber in any situation. And this is, we become dumber when we trigger the fight or flight response, the anger, the fear, the stress, the anxiety, the pressure. That is taking you out of your power, losing access to the resources that are actually going to help you be more effective, more focused, seeing more solutions, possibilities, intuition, etc. When we trigger that thing, that's where we want to start seeing something in a very simplistic term. And how you're going to start hacking that is by mind movie or taking action towards it. Of course, there's a lot of different things, but there's just two ways you can do on your own at your house. So think of your next goal, your intention, your conscious desire, something that could like cause a like, something there. It's funny because people are like, oh, conscious thing would be wicked to make 100K months. Huh? Is there any resistance there? Any fear? And you're like, what are people going to think? Notice that's just giving you awareness of what's going on subconsciously. Your beliefs, your resistance, all of that is just from past programming, generational trauma, and stories and events that you have learned and not chosen. This is one way to uncover that and start to shift that for yourself. Whether that's applying for a new job, what's up, Johnny? Wherever we feel that resistance or that fear, these are two ways to help hack the mind, to show the mind you're not going to die from that and it's not a lion. Let me know how this goes for you. I'd love to know what your desire or conscious goals are. it's always fun to connect with entrepreneurs and see, well, what are you up to? What is your big goal? What are you even thinking bigger about? Maybe it's making more impact and on bigger stages. Maybe it's making more income or both of those things. Maybe it's trying a new skill. Think of your conscious desires and can you begin to embody and practice these two quick hacks that are going to help you show your mind this isn't a lion, you're not going to die, keep you in your power and resources, and help you move more effectively and easier towards your conscious desires and goals. If you have any questions and any clarity, let me know. Hack your mind. Get your subconscious mind and nervous system on board for your conscious desires and watch your journey be way more enjoyable, more effective, easier, more focused, all the things. Back to what we talked about, what happens to your mind when we go in fight or flight mode. And like I said, I don't know what entrepreneur wants to be dumber in any situation. That's actually what's going on when we kick that fight or flight response, which is just, my friend, a perceived threat, not an actual threat. So how can you begin to show your mind that whatever your conscious desires are, your goals are, you're not going to die? The new bank, the new job, the new price increase, the new income per month. Notice where the resistance is and see if using one of these two methods is going to help you show your mind that's not a threat. And then begin to watch what happens for you. The focus, the creativity, the ideas, the intuition, the intuitive hits. See how all that starts to come in. The energy that's freed up instead of trying to make your legs strong and running is now being directed towards where you're going. Pretty cool. Thank you guys so much for joining. So cool to see so many familiar faces and new faces. Sorry, I couldn't say hi to everyone. Anyways, team, make it a great day. Use these two hacks, hack your mind and body. Let's go. We got things to do. We got to play bigger. We're here to experience life. It's a whole another podcast can be what was on our coaching call earlier today, which is experiencing life and enjoying the journey. That's a whole other topic, which is so fun. For now, though, try these two hacks out. Let me know how it goes. If you have any questions, send me a DM. Otherwise, make it a great day. Always play bigger.
Thank you so much for tuning in and spending your time with me today. I don't take that lightly and it means the world to me. If you love this episode, I would love for you to leave a 5-star review. It's simple, takes no time at all, but it helps us reach more people. Or two, you can share this with a friend. Did you have a perspective shift, an idea, an aha, a reminder, some motivation that you think someone else also could use? If you share this with a friend, we embody this rising tide lifts all boats, where if you share it and we change, we help other people too. And three, tag us on social media. You can tag us at Dania Douglas Hunt on Instagram. We would love to know your wins, your ahas, your takeaways, and just to hear who's tuning in and listening. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot us an email or send us a DM. Otherwise, team, make it a great day. Go after your dreams, live life on your terms, and play bigger. Bye for now.